here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary. It's a Football Friday. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Part one of today's podcast was Fightin' Friday. It was all about WrestleMania. That is available wherever you are consuming this. You can check that out there. Off the top, before we get into all the NFL discussion, I haven't talked about it yet, but Jim Hobson passing away this week. He was president and just overseer, various different official titles, but he oversaw one of the truly great runs for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And I think was very crucial. And I think he had a very good understanding of how passionate the fan base was and how to really play into that. And like he was there for a couple of Grey Cups, which like no one can say in Rider history. And I think he was very important in what could end up being like some real glory years for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, not just like it on the field productivity, although like, even though it was a bit of a down stretch at times, this team in that run had like some of the most success it's ever had. But also financially, like he really, I think, had a great understanding for the passion of the Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan and like how to, I don't want to say take advantage of it because that sounds bad, but how to really embrace that and make it something that the team can really profit from. And I think they're enjoying that success even now. So just wanted to say off the top, one of the true important figures, I think, in modern Saskatchewan Rough Rider time, leaving us far too soon. So on that sad note, let's get into some NFL talk, looking at how free agency has affected things for fantasy football and for the draft. So it has been a busy NFL offseason already, and we're still 3 weeks away from the draft. So I thought today would be a good time to kind of reset where we're at with everything. How does this affect fantasy football? How does this affect the draft? We'll begin with Stephon Diggs, as he has been traded from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. So from a fantasy standpoint, how does this affect things for all the parties involved? Let's start with the Houston Texans. I think Diggs is still going to be considered a high-end wide receiver. I don't, like, he was going around first round area, I believe, last year. And I never really bought into all of that. But he was someone who, like, if that's your number one, you feel good about taking that and you go around there. I think he will be drafted as a low-end wide receiver one or a high-end wide receiver two. I just think there are enough questions about why was Buffalo okay giving him up for basically nothing? Why was the back part of the year so frustrating? So I do think that you're going to be able to get Stephon Diggs at a discounted price. And he's someone who, I'm not going to say I would target, but he's someone who I would be comfortable getting in that situation. I'm not going out of my way to get him, but I'm not avoiding him either. I think that if he falls to me somewhere, we'll have to see. I haven't done rankings or anything yet, but if I can get him as my wide receiver too, I'm feeling very good about my situation there. I think for CJ Stroud, his value is going to be through the roof anyway. This is going to, I think, make that hype train go absolutely crazy. It's probably going to get to the point with CJ Stroud where he is going to be drafted significantly higher than I'd be comfortable drafting a quarterback. And maybe even like a non-Mahomes, Lamar Jackson quarterback. But I think he will probably be in that realm, giving just another weapon to kind of stack on to all of this. I think that's going to do wonders for him and his value. And I think, like, I do think that this will kind of knock down the value a little bit of a Nico Collins and a Tank Dell, but I think both guys can still be drafted as you would have considered them. I think there's going to be enough of this offense to kind of spread it around. So I think this, I don't think this hurts the fantasy value of either Nico Collins or Tank Dell, in my opinion. On the Buffalo side, you're wait and see with Josh Allen. I do think you have to kind of ding him a little bit because he's not going to have like any options to throw to at this point right now. That's definitely going to change. We'll talk about the draft here in a little bit. I would be stunned if they don't take a draft or take a wide receiver at 28 and continue to kind of build that way. But I do think that you have to kind of knock Josh Allen down just a little bit, given the lack of options that are around him this season. All right, let's get into some of the other moves that have happened. We ran through a lot of these a couple of weeks ago, so just going to run through them again. The Bucs re-sign Mike Evans. I do think that Mike Evans is going to be someone who you really trust in fantasy football this year. Wide receiver one, absolute beast in an offense that he's comfortable with a quarterback that he's comfortable with as well. That they're bringing the band back together, and I think they're going to have some pretty good results out there. Dalton Schultz re-signing with the Houston Texans. I think he's going to be a good option at tight end. I know we're just piling on Houston Texans options, but I think when you get out of the Andrews, Kelsey, there's a lot of hype around McBride, a lot of hype around Laporta. If you want to wait and get a Dalton Schultz late, I think you're going to benefit from that greatly. Michael Pittman stays with Indy. This one I don't think helps his value a ton. It's either Joe Flacco or Anthony Richardson throwing to him. Either way, I don't know if you love those options, even though Flacco had a good bounce back last season. I think the days of Michael Pittman threatening to be a number one wide receiver are probably over in fantasy football. Denver trades Jeudy to the Browns. I was already prepared to be all the way out on Jerry Jeudy, and that will continue here. I don't think he's very good. He goes into an offense that isn't very good, and he might be the number three option in that offense behind Amari Cooper and David Njoku. So that arrow is pointing way down. Jeudy is 100% a stay away for me. And I do think it opens up a little bit in Denver. Cortland Sutton was kind of like end zone only, but he benefited from that. I think there's going to be a few more targets for him out there. I wonder where Denver goes receiver-wise. A lot of talk about them going quarterback in the draft because the big three receivers are going to be gone by that point. So I think there's going to be a lot open there for Cortland Sutton to maybe take advantage of. Wilson and Fields to Pittsburgh. I think this helps Pickens value a little bit. He was very good last year and will have better quarterback play this season. It sucks. Like, you're not drafting either of these quarterbacks right now. You're not drafting Russell Wilson ever. And maybe you're picking up Fields as a waiver wire pickup once Pittsburgh realizes they're going to have to Russell Wilson at some point there. The Bengals get rid of Mixon and bring in Moss. Mixon goes to the Houston Texans, and I still think there is a talented running back there, and I think that this is going to be a Texans team that's up in quite a few games, so he's going to benefit from that. But overall, you still like the talent, and he's going to be in a good offense, so you like the situation there. Moss with the Bengals, that's a depth move at best, I think, at running back. That is a, we went wide receiver, quarterback with our first three picks. And now we need, like, later on, we need some kind of running back too. Let's go with Zach Moss. Like, it's a desperation shit pickup for the running back position. Antonio Gibson to New England. Maybe you pick him up and stash him. I don't think it's going to affect things. Ramondre Stevenson is still the guy. It's going to be just annoying enough to get in the way for Ramondre Stevenson a little bit. Austin Eckler signs in Washington. You can pick him up as a maybe, but I think his fantasy relevance is basically all the way gone with this move, as I feel like he'll basically be a backup to Robinson in Washington. Singletary to the Giants. Meh. Flex option at best in this offense. That it's probably going to get a bit of a boost with some kind of a wide receiver in this draft. Maybe they go offensive line, but yeah, Singletary's just a guy, and I don't think this offense is very good. Gus Edwards in LA, you hope that he is the backup. I could see it falling off of a cliff for Edwards, so that is 100% stay away. Honestly, right now, the whole Chargers offense is 100% stay away for me. They are such an intriguing team when we get to draft talk. Gabe Davis signs in Jacksonville. It's a stay away for me. I was not impressed with what we saw with him in Buffalo, and I think the Buffalo offense is better than in Jacksonville. So you'll be sold that there's going to be a lot of opportunities there for Gabe Davis. I just don't think he's good enough to fully take advantage of him. So for fantasy football purposes, that's a stay away for me. Tony Pollard goes to Tennessee. This one's interesting. I think the biggest fantasy aspect of Tony Pollard going to the Tennessee Titans is that it's going to lower the fantasy draft stock for Tyjae Spears, and I'm looking to pounce on that. I think this kid is so talented. I think he is so good, and I think he is going to Rico Dowdle Tony Pollard by halfway through the season. I have very high hopes for Tyjae Spears this season. DeAndre Swift to Chicago, I think that this just muddies the water for all the running backs there. They had a couple last season that you never really knew who you can trust. This is not the one that I think you can trust now. I think that this is just a talented back added to a talented backfield that's going to muddy the waters out there. Gardner Minshew to the Vegas Raiders. I think it's good news for Devontae Adams. If you're desperate, you can pick up a Gardner Minshew. But I think the biggest value portion of this is it raises the floor for Devontae Adams in free agency. And I think that's going to, or through this move in free agency. And I think that's going to help his stock this season. Josh Jacobs goes to Green Bay. I think it's business as usual for Jacobs. He goes from being an RB1 to an RB1 in what's probably a better offense. So again, that floor raises for Josh Jacobs a little bit. That means Aaron Jones goes to Minnesota. They're either going to have a rookie QB or Sam Darnold. Honestly, probably both. So Aaron Jones, that value goes down. I still think he's really talented. So maybe you can get him as a bit of a steal, but I'm very concerned about the situation that Aaron Jones finds himself in fantasy. Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. This is still going to be like a top five pick for me. I think he is incredibly talented as a running back, and now he's going to be running behind the best offensive line that he's ever run behind and be a part of the best offense that he has ever been a part of. So this is, I think, potentially a fantasy goldmine in Saquon Barkley this year. Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. I don't think you're drafting Kirk Cousins. I do think this will help Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, and Drake London. I do think that it's going to be insane how high Drake London ends up going in drafts, but I do think that that this will help out their value a little bit. Like I said, it probably, honestly, probably gets people so excited that it pushes all three of them into areas that I'm just not comfortable with taking them at this particular time. Deontay Johnson to Carolina. You're going to hear a lot of, well, they're not going to have anyone else to throw to. I'm out. I've sold all my Deontay Johnson stock. I don't believe in this offense. I don't believe in it. It's a full 100% stay away from me, and I think it kills any value that Adam Thielen may have had in fantasy there. Are we really almost done? We're flying through this thing. Okay, Derrick Henry to Baltimore. This is like, they get a better version of what they had in Gus Edwards. And I think that that is so very exciting. I think it raises the floor of this offense. It may be like, I don't think you're knocking down Lamar Jackson at all because of this. And I think you can still get a lot of fantasy relevance out of Derrick Henry. Calvin Ridley to the Tennessee Titans. I don't think that this is great for him from a fantasy standpoint. Maybe it helps Will Levis be a at some point fill-in guy, streaming option against a bad defense. But I wasn't probably going to believe a whole lot in Calvin Ridley coming into the season, and now I'm definitely not that he's with Tennessee. Curtis Samuel to the Bills. My only note here is don't talk yourself into, well, he's the number two option for a great offense. Don't talk yourself into, look how well other guys have done. No. Curtis Samuel is a fine NFL receiver. He is not a fantasy football wide receiver. Don't buy into it. There are so many better options out there. Just don't. Just don't. That's all I'm saying is don't. You could, but you shouldn't. So don't. Van Jefferson to Pittsburgh. I think he is an intriguing late round sleeper. I think that there is a bit of talent there. And all the reasons I just said about Curtis Samuel, you can kind of throw to Van Jefferson. But you look at, like, it's Pickens, Freiermuth, but I do think that there is room for another receiver to step up there. And I think Jefferson might be able to do it. Alexander Mattison to the Vegas Raiders. Meh. It's meh for me. I'm not really buying into that. I think it maybe gets in the way a little bit of a Zamir White And so it can be a little bit maybe annoying. But I don't think that you need to really buy too much into that one. Mike Williams going to the Jets. I think that this is actually a pretty good landing spot for him. He's going to have a lot of options. Health is always going to be an issue there. But to me, I don't think it affects, I don't think it affects Wilson there. I certainly am not boosting up Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is 100% a stay away from me. But I do think that with Mike Williams there, you can trust him, wide receiver two, flex option, for sure. Cordell Patterson to Pittsburgh. It's probably nothing, but it's going to be enough of an annoyance. I don't think it affects Najee Harris at all. I think it's going to be a little annoying for Jalen Warren when there are situations where he would have been in and Patterson is there. So I don't think it's actionable in really any way, but it's just going to be fucking annoying when he pops up every now and then because you had a fine two-headed backfield there anyway. And lastly, Keenan Allen to Chicago. It's a stay away for me. I know he's talented, but the injury issues are one thing. And aside from CJ Stroud last year, we just haven't seen rookie quarterbacks able to elevate their targets in fantasy football. So for that reason, I'm out on Keenan Allen this year. Caleb Williams is probably a fill-in for me, but you're going to see him drafted probably pretty high at different points. So that's just how I think a lot of this affects the fantasy football world. Let's get into the draft a little bit. We talked about the draft coming in. Let's just run through again the draft teams, and we looked at needs before, so let's look at where they're at now. Chicago, they obviously have the first overall pick, they have the ninth overall pick. I do think they've addressed their wide receiver need with Keenan Allen. Allen and Moore is a really good two-headed monster. There are some mock drafts that have them getting one of the talented wide receivers, and if one of Harrison, Odunze, or Neighbors ends up there, that's going to be very difficult for Chicago to pass up because those are like three game changers and sets you up long term and gives you an amazing wide receiver room. But they still have some needs on the interior of the offensive line and defensively along the edge and in the secondary. For Washington, quarterback is obviously still a need. I don't think they have the weapons right now. Like, I don't mind McLaurin and Dotson, but I think they need a better option there, and I don't think they're going to get it. They're going to draft a quarterback with this one, so we'll see. They did get a couple of edge rushers, but I don't think that changes it a whole lot for them either. This is a team that has a lot of needs right now. The Patriots have accomplished nothing this offseason, and every need that they have, they continue to have. And like, this is, it's a disaster in New England. They are basically starting over. They're probably going to draft a quarterback. That there's been some talk that they could move down, get a couple of extra picks, and try to do it that way. That, I would seriously consider it. If you think one of the quarterbacks is your franchise guy, go for it. But we've seen so many times, you need that foundation around your team. And right now, they're, whoever they get at three, they're setting themselves, setting that quarterback up to be more Bryce Young than CJ Stroud. Arizona, I think they've had a pretty good offseason, actually. They have really addressed a lot of the needs they have on the defensive side of thing. We had defensive tackle, edge rusher, and cornerback as needs for them, and they've checked those boxes. So wide receiver is a need. Marvin Harrison Jr. or Romeo Dunze is right there. Both of those are, I think, fantastic options for this team. I think Arizona is going to be sneaky pretty good going into next season. The Chargers, they went out, signed a tight end. That they've addressed some needs on the interior of the defensive line. They still need some help in the secondary. They need a ton of help at wide receiver now. And like, there have been some mocks that had Bowers going there. I would be stunned if that's the way they go. I think like Odunze ends up with the Chargers. That's probably how I see this playing out after an offseason where you've moved out Keenan Allen, you've moved out Mike Williams. I think they go wide receiver there and take advantage of a good wide receiver class. The Giants got some help on the edge because Carolina just decided they wanted to suck a little bit more. They do still need some help a lot of different places. This is another one. I could see them going out and getting a wide receiver. I think they need a quarterback too. But at this point, the fourth best quarterback in this draft, eh. So they're going to be in a really tricky spot, I think, the Giants, going forward. Tennessee, they've had a blow-away offseason, right? They go out, they get Tony Pollard, so the running back figured out. They go out and get Snead, so they got the cornerback spot figured out. They go get a wide receiver in Calvin Ridley, who is what he is, but you don't need wide receiver help. Focus on the offensive line. I think they're going to do that. They will probably be the first to get an offensive lineman in this particular draft. Atlanta has addressed their needs at quarterback and wide receiver, so I think a lot of their focus is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. If one of the talented wide receivers does fall, I think it'll be difficult for them to pass up, but I think they probably address some things on the defensive side. Where the Jets go is really interesting to me. They made a move to go out and get Smith, but he is still an injury concern, I think. I would try to shore up the offensive line if I were the Jets and go that way, because they've done a pretty good job going out. They've addressed some needs on the defensive side of the ball. They went out and got a wide receiver, Mike Williams. If one of the talented receivers again falls to them, that could be tough for them to pass up. But I do think with how the offseason has gone, maybe getting a younger option on the tackle on the offensive side could be the way they would want to go. Minnesota, desperate need for quarterback. Everyone has Minnesota trading up to try to get a QB. If they are unable to, they're in a really difficult spot, because they might, the way this is all shaking out, they might get the fifth quarterback available. And that's going to be, that's going to be a real loss for Minnesota. They still have some needs on the interior of this offensive line and on the defensive side of the football as well. Denver has addressed exactly none of their needs. Everything that they needed coming into this offseason, they still need. A lot of talk of them going quarterback as well. For the Raiders, I don't think they need a running back. There were some things that said that they did. I would like to see them address some issues on the offensive line or in the defensive secondary. Some of the mocks that I've seen with them taking Penix concern me. I would not do that. So I hope that there is some offensive line and some cornerback, some secondary work here for the Raiders. The New Orleans Saints, they address their need for an edge rusher with Chase Young. They need some help on the offensive line. I don't know how much help they need defensively, that they could add a little bit of depth, but I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and try to add another playmaker to go along with Chris Olave in a very deep wide receiver pool. The Colts haven't really addressed any of their needs with their draft strategy, I think, remains the same. Seattle, they have addressed a couple of things. They're another team that could go quarterback here, have them redshirt for a year behind Geno Smith, and make it work that way, because they are one of those teams, I think, that has a foundation in place that you could bring a rookie quarterback in and they could have success right away. Jacksonville, I think they still need a wide receiver really badly. This is such a great wide receiver draft, which is good because there are so many teams that need that, and Jacksonville hasn't addressed it. Cincinnati, I wonder if they can move into with another pick in the first round for T. Higgins. We talk about all these wide receiver needy teams. They might just, first round pick for T. Higgins. Get Cincinnati a couple of first round picks, see what they can do. They need some help with some offensive weapons and a bit of help in the defensive secondary, but they've addressed some of the needs on the offensive and defensive line. The LA Rams have done a pretty good job of addressing their secondary issues. I still think they need some help on the defensive line, especially with Aaron Donald going bye-bye with his retirement. And they're a team that has a foundation built that if they went quarterback, it wouldn't be the most surprising thing. The Pittsburgh Steelers will need some help on that offensive line this season. That is, I think, so clearly a need. Going out and acquiring a Patrick Queen helps their defense out to the point where I think you have to focus now on the offensive line. Miami kind of needs everything but wide receiver, running back, and quarterback. Like, they have lost a lot of very good players to free agency. They're going to need a blowaway draft if they're going to make some progress here. Philadelphia, I think, has had a pretty good draft. They just traded away Hassan Reddick, so I wonder if they go with an edge rusher here, or just something on the defensive line, or on the defensive side of the ball, and maybe a bit of help on the offensive line with Jason Kelce retiring and with some of the other guys kind of aging. I think that this could be a chance to kind of fill in behind some of those veteran players that are heading out. The Houston Texans, they basically, I think, offensive line might be something they want to do, but they have had a phenomenal offseason, addressing some needs in the defense, adding another weapon for their rookie quarterback, now give them a bit more protection, and you could be looking at a team that you feel very, very confident in. The Dallas Cowboys haven't addressed any of their needs at all. I think they still need a wide receiver. We'll see if they go running back in the draft. There's been a lot of talk about that, and they could probably use some help on the offensive line, and honestly, a bit of help in the secondary as well. Green Bay, it's all focusing on the defense, man. Like, the offensive line maybe needs a bit of help, but this defense got torn to shreds a season ago. If they're able to do that and address that, I think they'll be just fine this upcoming season. Tampa Bay, a lot of their draft needs coming in were, okay, what if Baker and Mike Evans leaves? Both of those guys haven't. So now I think help out this defense a little bit. That's how this offseason has affected Tampa Bay. For Buffalo, we talked about it on the shows earlier this week. The trading of Stephon Diggs makes this team go from needing a wide receiver to needing a wide receiver. They're picking at 28th. There's still going to be some talented receivers there probably. So I wonder if they go that way. But they do also need some help on the defensive side of the ball. This has been a rough offseason for the Buffalo Bills. Baltimore, maybe they need, again, wide receiver. Maybe need another option for Lamar Jackson. Potentially a little bit of help in the defense as well. But certainly they don't need running back anymore, which was one of the needs they had coming into this offseason. San Francisco has addressed some things on the defensive line. Maybe some help in the secondary could be had. But I also think, again, aging offensive line. Maybe they try to fill in some of the gaps behind those guys. And Kansas City, they went out and they got a wide receiver in Hollywood Brown. Maybe they look for another one. I wonder if they go defensive backfield with Snead going out. I wonder if they make a move to address that. Last couple here, Carolina, no first round picks. They've actually filled in quite a few holes. They're still not a talented football team though. And I still think that they might want another weapon for Bryce Young. And for the Cleveland Browns, they've addressed some stuff on the defensive side. I wonder if they go running back at some point. But a couple of things that they have addressed have checked off a couple of boxes this offseason. So that is just a bit of a refocus on the draft and fantasy football as we get ready for actual draft time in the National Football League. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. It has been a blast talking some football, talking some WrestleMania with all of you guys. Find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at Primetime Klein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK. You can email the show, CouchPotatoDiary@yahoo.com. All right, that is it. Thank you guys so much. Talk to y'all later. I'm out.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.